I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm 6'4", so I thought it's everyone.
I always forget how tall you are.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm really small.
Bit of kit.
I am. I'm fucking. I'm built like a fucking shit brick house.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than reality star, Geordie Shore legend, and all-round mega babe. It's Nathan Henry, everybody.
Hi. That was a lovely introduction.
Did you like it?
I did. I loved the last part, all around mega babe.
I've just pulled it out my arsehole.
Well, listen, facts are facts, darling. Facts are facts.
Some introductions just write themselves, son, and yours absolutely did. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm enjoying this heat wave, even though I'm wet as fuck right now, like sliding off the bed.
I feel like there's like this weather polarizes people and like, you're either like in your camp where you're like, oh my God, it's sunny and I love it.
Yeah.
Or you're in my camp where you're dripping like an egg sandwich, you're stressed to death and everyone is paying for it. Like,
yeah.
I'm horrible.
I'm being so nice to everyone today. I've been speaking to people in the supermarket and I never normally speak to people. I hate people.
Oh no, fuck that, mate. Only reason I would go to the supermarket today would be to sit in the like frozen foods aisle and just chill out because I'm so sweaty. The back of my knees are sweating.
Oh, don't. I've literally just wiped God knows how much sweat off the back of my knees. It's disgusting.
Oh,
it's
mate,
like an armpit.
Get on this as well. Like, I agreed to do Dr. Alex's podcast. He's got a new one out. It's called Stomping. It's all about getting out into nature and, you know, being good for your mental health. And the theory of this podcast is amazing.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Doing it in 34 degrees heat, mate, is quite another fucking story.
Yeah.
I'm like sunburnt. I've just been and thrown up because I'm a little bit hungover. No, honestly, it was not ideal today.
I mean, that would be a firm no from me in this heat. I'd be like, sorry, it's a nice thought, but I'm fine. My mental health's fine, thank you.
This is why, right, I was like literally messaging you beforehand, like, are you sure to do it today? I was half hoping you were going to cancel, but you are here. Oh, God, we're doing it.
You should have just messaged saying, cancel, Nathan, cancel. I was all set up as well. I was messaging, I was like, if she cancels now, I've literally just set my laptop up. And I was like, I don't actually know how to turn the laptop off.
No, babe, there was no way I was ever going to cancel. Look, can I just say, how cute is your little setup behind you?
Right, so this sounds bougie as fuck, right? This is actually not my bedroom.
Come on, son, where are you? Like, is it a bit of...
Oh, no, I'm in my house.
Oh, okay.
This is my dog's bedroom.
You.
I swear I got this.
Me
look,
life.
This
show me
is
the doggy bedroom.
This is my dog's bed.
No.
So it's like, ignore the shot on the wall. So basically, they've got a TV and everything, but it's not like they just sleep in here though. So like in my other room, like that's like the main bedroom over there. And it's all black and it's like a boutique type thing. It's gorgeous. It's got an ensuite, but I won't let the dogs in there because of the dog hair.
Yeah.
So I sleep in here with them, but really they just live in here.
This is their room. Honestly, mate, you've made me feel better. So not that long ago, I did the Chris and Rosie Ramsey show and like I sort of dropped into conversation that we're getting Milo's dog shower done.
Oh my God, I want to get one of them done downstairs.
So we've got this little room at the front of the house and like everyone else on the estate, like it's been like they've turned it into a cloakroom or an office or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, Erkan was campaigning hard for it to be his games room. He was like, good for me mental health now. You can fuck off, mate. You're not getting a games room. So we're turning that into the doggy shower and Chris and Rosie Ramsey roasted me. They were like, Oh my God, like you're such a spoilt dog. The fact that you've just told me your dogs have their own bedroom but made me feel so much
better. I swear to God, downstairs, so I've got another spare bathroom downstairs, which no one uses. And I'm like, I'm not going to bring the dogs upstairs when they're covered in mud, when they've been out, across cream carpets. I'm like, I'm going to turn it into a doggy bathroom for them.
I mean,
there's two of them. They live here as well. My dogs are pampered to fuck. They're spoilt little brats, but I love them.
But they're your babies, aren't they?
Exactly.
Babies. How are they coping today in the heat? So for everyone listening to this, I don't know exactly when it'll come out, but today's the day and it'll be etched into your memories. It's the 34 degrees heat day. So how are they coping today?
So they've both got, I've bought them like a little mat. So it's actually, it takes the heat off them, makes them cool. They've got ice in the water. They've both had like a little doggy lollipop before I came and did this. Honestly, I'm fucking pathetic. I really am. But
it's like
they're my children. So obviously I'm going to spoil them. So it is too hot for them because they're French bulldogs. So they need to cool down.
Absolutely. We've gone the whole nine yards, you know, like I had this massive doggy paddling pool for Milo.
I need to get one.
Well, I dragged it out last year and it was so big and so cumbersome to get out that like I just left it. I thought, fuck this. So it got really dirty and like manky on the bottom. So I lashed that. So I thought, no, I'm going to learn from my mistakes this year and buy him a smaller one. Well, this one's too small.
Too small.
Pack one, get in it. He's like, what are you doing, man? It's the size of a cup. So I feel like I'm absolutely Goldilocksing it here and the third one might be just right. So that's on its way. But no, he's so pampered, Nathan. We've got him like one of them sprinklers and everything.
Does he run through it as well?
No, he like looks at it like you can fuck off.
Do you know what's annoying, right? When you fucking buy them loads of expensive stuff and then they look at you as if you're stupid. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's for you, not for me. Fucking use it.
This is Milo all over. Look at him, Nath. He's just here with his mammy now. All he wants to do is sit and lie on the floor next to his mammy.
He's gorgeous. He's massive now.
Huge baby. He's an absolute horse. But I do absolutely love them. Anyway, I'll talk to you about your dogs until I'm blue in the face, mate. What I really want to talk to you about is how your life has changed since being on Geordie Shore.
Do you know what? It's very, like, this sounds so obnoxious to say this, right? But it's the truth. I always knew that I was going to be famous for something. Like, when I was five, my mum said, what do you want to be when you're older? And I was like, she was like, do you want to be a teacher? Do you want to work in a zoo? Do you want to be a doctor? I went, no, I want to be rich and famous. And she was like, for what? And I was like, for being myself.
But that's just it. Like, just for being me. I love your honesty.
Was at 5 years old, Vicky. 5 years old. And I was like, since then, it just manifested. And it just like, obviously, when I got on the show, my life did change drastically. Mm-hmm. But I know this sounds really bad to say, but it just felt right.
Yeah.
And so people are going to be listening to this thinking, what a wanker. But
no, they're not. They're going to be listening to this thinking, that's refreshingly honest.
But yeah, but like, if you know what you want to be and you manifest it and you put it out there and you're trying to achieve it, and then when it just gets thrust upon you, it's like, this is what I wanted and now I'm going to run with it and I'm going to make sure I enjoy all of it to the fullest experience.
Yeah. And good for you as well, mate, because I sometimes think like, I always say in particular with women, but I bet it's across the board. I feel like there's a real stigma around saying, I want to be famous or I want to be successful. Or the worst one is, I want to be rich.
Yeah.
And I've never, ever had a problem with saying, like, I didn't necessarily want to be famous, babe. I'm slightly different to you. I wanted to be rich.
Yeah.
I
went both.
Yeah.
I'm greedy.
But no, and like, you know, for years I felt really embarrassed, like, to admit it. But now, actually, like, I've got no problem saying it. Like, and I don't want to be rich so I can have, like, loads of handbags and fancy watches and all the rest of it. Don't get us wrong, those things are nice. But I want to be rich so I can take my mum on holiday.
Yeah, same. That's like, what I want. Yeah. I want to be rich so I can take, like, this house. This is my first house that I've bought.
Congratulations, by the way, because that's a big achievement.
But this is the thing. I didn't buy this for me. So, like, I've bought this now and my goal is...
for your dogs.
Well, apart from this dog bedroom. Once, like, the hallway is finished and the garden's done, eventually I do want to get another property and I want to move my mum into here so then she can get out of her house. Yeah. But like the reason why I wanted to be rich and famous is because I want to see the world. I want to travel. Yeah. I want to do more than what the average human does. And I think there's a massive world here. I don't want to be stuck in the Northeast all my life.
Yeah.
Like I want to see the whole fucking thing.
Good for you. And like, I think now more so than ever, people are like feeling like it's okay to say, I want to be really successful. I want to be really rich. I want to be whatever. Because, you know, like, as long as your motivations are good and it's
yeah.
like...
It's not well, in malice. It's like, yeah. it's all, yeah, it's like for a nice reason.
It's not like I want to stunt on Instagram. Like, that's a
No, move. God, no, I can't be asked that. I barely do anything on Instagram, anything. I can't be asked.
No, but I did just see... So I love you on Instagram, Nathan. I feel like you're the only one that I will sort of try and be young and cool for. Like, everybody else, I'm that nana on Instagram, like, oh, you're looking really well here. And I'll write at that and I think, oh my God, Vicky, you're fucking 60 years old. What are you doing? But when I'm on yours, I'm always like, flames. I'm
trying yes, babe, to get it.
Fucking fit. Like, I'm trying to be so cool. And then afterwards, I'm like, he knows you're not cool. So I don't know why you
oh, no, it. Listen, I love it. I love it. I love
Do
it.
You?
Please, oh. please don't stop. Don't stop.
Good. But I did just say on Instagram, mate, you've been fucking all over the place.
Yeah.
How was Tel Aviv Pride?
Oh, my fucking
It looked
God.
Good, babe. It looked good.
When I say it was like... Next level. I've never experienced anything like it in my whole entire life. It was just, from the second I landed, it was go, go, go. The men there are on another level, like another level.
Tell us how fit. So Erkan's Turkish Cypriot, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
And like, honestly, I mean, I just thank me lucky stars every day. I think he's so
he's, I'm looking like he's gorgeous, mate.
Isn't he love?
He's gorgeous.
My gay pal always rings me and he's like, fucking hell, your fella is absolutely lush. I'd love to go with him, Vicky. I'm like, are you fucking honestly telling me? So I know, like, he's a bit of an icon, but yeah, I feel like, do they look in Tel Aviv a bit similar to Erkan?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, sick.
Wall to wall of Israeli men, like, they were absolute, oh. like, all ripped as well. And okay. do you know what? Which I was actually shocked because I'm 6'4". So I thought it's everyone's.
I always forget how tall
yeah,
you are,
baby. Everyone You're thinks I'm really small.
Bit of kit.
I am. I'm fucking, I built like a fucking shit brick house. But I was surrounded by fucking men that were 6'4", Israeli and Arabic gods. And I was like, I am in my fucking element here.
Yeah.
I was like, thank God I got broken up with because I wouldn't have enjoyed this if I wasn't single. I was like, at least something fucking good came out of the breakup. And when I say I had a good time, I had a very, very good time.
Dicks everywhere in that.
Uh-huh. I've got about nine I've got about nine boyfriends now. I can't keep
yes.
up with the ones just text me now.
I love that. You're like me when I used to go to Haggerston Castle when I was 15. I used to come back with all the boyfriends and that. Oh, so right, it was amazing. Did you go with MTV or did you just go for a holiday?
So I actually got asked to go there by the tourism board.
Amazing.
So they invited us over, they looked after us loads. I was actually meant to meet, do you know Iggy Azalea, the singer?
Yeah, I do, the Australian
so,
one.
Yeah, so I was meant to interview her backstage, but I was that shit-faced, I missed my time slot and I forgot. And then I messaged the event organiser, I was like, where's Iggy Azalea? And like, she went 3 hours ago. She wasn't waiting for you. I was like, did she wait around a little bit? She went, yeah, the wait. She waited 20 minutes and you didn't turn up. I was like, oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I actually think though, like, let's put a bit of a positive spin on this. Iggy Azalea waited.
Wait, 20 minutes for me?
Wait,
20 minutes for fucking me? I was like, wow, that's amazing.
I mean, if I was your agent, I'd be giving you a bollocking.
Oh God, no, I know.
Did you get told off?
Oh, I turned my phone off. I was like, I'm not dealing with this right now. I'm having too much fun necking on with all these men. Leave me alone.
Yeah, just fuck that. Babe, that's future Nathan's problem. Like,
yeah,
you
exactly. I'll deal with that later.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I was kicking myself afterwards. I was like, I can't believe that. I'm so annoyed that I missed it because she was amazing on the stage.
What
and do you know
shit?
What the word? Well, I didn't actually see her on the stage because when she was on stage, I was at the bar.
Yeah,
so
good luck.
I missed it completely. And then obviously I missed the slot. So I was like, oh, fuck that, haven't I?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Babe, there'll be more. There'll be something else to come.
Well, that's what I mean. I hope.
Fingers, I've got everything crossed for you, babes. Don't even worry about it.
I have a habit of doing this when I go to Pride, though. So when I went to Manchester Pride, they asked me to present some... I think, like, introduce an act, like steps or something. I can't remember.
Mm.
Again, I arrived from Manchester. This is how drunk I was on the train, Vicky.
I
physically crawled on all hands and knees on the floor from Manchester train station to Canal Street, right? This is the worst part about this thing, right? I was going to meet my friend. My friend was like, I'm at the entrance where you get your wristband thing. I was like, right, I'm coming. I couldn't get up, so I thought I can crawl. I could still talk, and I was functional. Everybody kept...
cognitive abilities.
But the thing is, everyone came up to me and asked for fucking photos.
No.
Not one person helped me off the fucking ground. They got on the floor with me instead, took a fucking photo, then fucked off and left me. I was like, is this a joke?
They probably thought they were being really like, oh, let's not mention it, let's just get down on his
level. I was like, guys, I'm really drunk, I need help, a glass of water would be fine, you know, prop me up, carry me, helpful. No, they've got a photo of me, so now there's loads of photos of me on the internet, sprawled out on the floor looking like a hot mess.
Babe, honestly, don't even think about it. Like, I have this saying, it's not my saying, but I always say it, you can't be old and wise if you've never been young and
daft. That's true. That's very true.
And like these things, like these experiences, like I'm really trying now, you know, to be a little bit more grown up. Like I'm 35 this year, babe. Like got the dog, the house, the fiance. Like I'm just trying to be that little bit more grown up. Listen, last night I had a great night at swimwear launch. I got the flavour at around 10 o'clock and got dead excited because the little fashion show went well. I ordered 50 tequilas. 50.
Oh my god, that's like, giving
me anxiety. No, babe, I swear, I'm like, the thought of it just makes me want to throw up. Like, I think it's
you did,
like...
Did you drink them all?
Oh, absolutely not. It was for everyone.
Oh, right, I was gonna fucking say, Jesus Christ.
God, no, babe. I'm a Geordie, I'm not like...
That's legend status, that if you drank all them. Like, no. My most is 10. That's it.
Oh, babe, I threw up after one. I'm such a fan.
Oh, no, I love tequila. It's like,
it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, tequila on ice. I could drink that all night, well, until I pass out.
Yeah, fair enough. But this is what I mean. So, like, I'm trying to be more grown up and stuff, but we always have our little moments. Like,
yeah.
And it's what makes us awesome, what makes us fun. So don't worry about that. I think it's
oh, I'm not. I got asked to come back next year as well, so it's fine.
Did you? So do you go to, like, obviously we are in Pride Month now, aren't we? June. So do you get asked to go to a lot of these, babe?
Yeah, I've just been asked to go to London Pride as well with Go Guy, doing, that, like, in the parade with them. The girls just messaged me, actually, before I did the podcast. So I've just confirmed that. And then I think I might be doing Brighton Pride as well later on.
I bet you that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, Mariah Carey was meant to be there last year, I think. Or was it this? Is it this year?
Fuck off.
I can't remember. They always have big acts, though.
Big one. And so obviously you're a gay fella, obviously you're very proud, and like I feel like all this, what does Pride Month mean to you, that visibility, that recognition?
So it is about the visibility and the recognition, and I think it's not just about getting pissed, which a lot of like the younger generation, I mean, I'm not that old, but like a lot of us go out and think, oh yeah, it's a great piss up. It's not. I think it's important to remember that the people that obviously came before us, that did the Stonewall riots, people that fought for gay rights, like LGBTQ plus rights as well, it's important to acknowledge what they've done and how they motivated and started a movement so we can be who we are today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's also just embracing everyone's queerness and just celebrating life, I guess, as it is. And there's no form of judgment where everyone can just be their authentic self.
Yeah.
And trust me, when I was in Tel Aviv, I was my authentic self. I was walking around with a mesh short shorts and a jock strap. I had people spanking my ass. I was loving it. I mean, I'm not saying that I am a slut, but I'm just saying I just felt liberated. Do you
I
know
am
what
a
mean?
Slut in Tel Aviv.
Yeah. Only there. We'll come back now. I'm conservative. That's it. You know it. I mean?
Back in his box.
Yeah.
No, I do feel like it's amazing. And like you say, like I watched this film and I don't know if you've seen it. It's called Pride.
Yeah.
Oh, how beautiful is
it? It's gorgeous film, gorgeous film.
So I sob like a baby. Like, it's such a gorgeous film. And I feel like the advancements that we've had, like, in the last, like, 30, 40, 50 years, they've just been amazing. But I do think there is still progress
made. There's a lot of progress to go as well, like, loads. There was one of my friends who, when we were at Tel Aviv Pride, because like we've all got a group chat, they were all like, there's loads of influencers from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about like going to like Amsterdam Pride and this, and they were like, we would invite you to France, but it's really homophobic. Like,
really?
There's like loads of protesters, people get paint thrown at them, stuff, people get attacked.
No.
So it's like, and this is at a Pride march where like you're meant to feel safe. So it's clear to say I'm not fucking going to France.
Nah, fuck that, mate.
It, like I said...
You can get a 19 pence pan au chocolat in Lidl. What exactly. The fuck's the point?
I just fucking go there. I feel safer in there. But the point is, though, it's like you said, there is a long way to go. So yeah. I feel like England more so is advanced, and maybe it's America, but like other countries in the world, they need to scoot up and get up to date.
Up their game a little bit, yeah. I feel like it's a real shame that places like France and wherever else are sort of lacking in that, because I'm a huge ally for the LGBTQ plus community.
I mean, you've got fuckloads of gay friends because I know them all.
Oh my God, honestly, I'm obsessed. I feel like, obviously, I lost my best friend, Paul, a couple of years ago, and he was probably my first, like, the huge first, like, gay queer influence in my life. And, like, from that point on, like, honestly, I just feel... I've got a special affinity with the gay community. You guys are epic. So,
Thank you.
France needs to fucking pull its finger out.
France needs to get the shit to fucking gather.
They're the ones missing out, though, babes. Honestly. Exactly. Absolutely are. Okay, so Manchester Pride, Brighton Pride is next.
Yes, and London.
Oh, and London. Fuck me. You've got a busy June,
But I need to make sure I stay single for all this, though, because I'll be fucked if I get a boyfriend now.
Well, this is what I was going to say. So you've talked about it a little bit, and I'm so pleased you did, because I didn't want to bring it up if you were really upset.
Oh, I don't care.
You and Declan broke up, mate. Yeah, and I'm gutted, because obviously I'll get this, I won't pry, but you were a fucking good-looking couple.
Aesthetically wise, we were beautiful and we looked great together.
Oh, God. But that's where it ended, was it?
That fucking slipped out my mouth, that did. No, we were, honestly, I'm not going to bash him, because we were a good couple, and like, he was my best friend at one point, and like, we were madly in love. It was just, I think, towards the end, and once we really, really got to see each other's true selves, I think we kind of realised we both wanted different things from life, and we were both heading in different places. Like, he's like, obviously doing his own thing, and I am ready to settle down, I think, now. Because I want marriage and I want kids. But he's already got a kid, I know that. But I don't think he's at the point where he's ready for marriage yet. And if I'm being honest, I don't think he was ready to settle down properly yet. So
really?
I just think it's a case of, if we met at the right time, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But we're still friends. It's still amicable. Like, there's no bad blood there. It's just, I wish him all the best, but I'm just glad that he let me go so I can go and do my thing.
Yeah, just in time for Tel Aviv Pride.
Just in time.
But you know, that's really mature of you. Like, I struggled. I've got a couple exes who I'm still really good friends with, you know, like, that things didn't end bad. But for the vast majority of it, it is pretty much like, it's quite toxic. You're quite pleased to be away.
I mean, if you asked me this a month ago, my answer wouldn't be the same.
That's growth, babe. Don't worry about
that's
that.
That's growth and healing. That's growth and healing.
But it's... I don't know, it is very mature. Do you think it's a case of right person, wrong time?
No, I'll be honest, no. Like, no, that's not anything against him, and I think he would agree with the same thing. But I only say that literally because I did actually ask him this question when we were going through the breakup. I think, do you think we're a case of the right people at the wrong time? And he was like, no, I don't think. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Like, my eye twitching, like, you motherfucker. But then I was just like, no, he was like, you've got to think. He was like, we are very different. He's like, although we're almost better as best friends. Like, it's like, we are kind of similar a person, but it just, he didn't see longevity like the way I did.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll mind me saying this. He openly and honestly said to me that he couldn't love me the way I needed to be loved. And I think the fact that he said that, I've just respected him so much for it, because I was like, do you know what? At least you're honest.
Yeah.
At least you're honest. And he was like, you deserve, not I deserve better, but he's like, I know what you deserve and I don't think I can be that person to give it to you. And I was like, well, thank you for admitting that and being honest. So
that is like, and I know, like, I just think that's really refreshing in a way. Like, my previous relationships, like, I think fellas have... I'm a lot, Nathan. Like, I know I'm...
Vicky,
I'm
so am I. So am I.
I know. I know I'm a lot. And like,
I'm a fucking nightmare.
Oh, babe. I'm high maintenance. Like, I will literally just sit on the sofa, and if Erkan doesn't give me what I consider to be the correct amount of attention, I will just turn to him, 4 years in nearly, engaged, dog, house, everything, I'll just be like, do you think we're right for each other? Just because he hasn't, like, pissed us since he got in from work or something, mate. Like, that's how dramatic I am.
But yeah. I'm the exact same. Yeah. I'm like, you haven't texted me in, like, an hour. And then they'll be like, I'm at work, Nathan. I'll be like, but you're on Instagram. Yeah, because I'm sneaky on Instagram. I can't start a full-on conversation with you because you're going to want fucking novels and novels to text. I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you later then.
But that is who I am. And I know I'm a lot. And obviously I'm getting the impression we're kindred spirits. You must be the same. And I would have had no problem with an ex-fella sort of saying to me what Declan said to you. I think initially painful, yes.
Oh God, initially I was like, oh, please don't leave me. But then when he said it, it's like, I respect that so much more rather than staying together, me getting more and more and more feelings. And you just turn around one day and be like, this isn't for me. Because then I would have just got hurt a lot more.
And you know what will happen as well? Like, he wouldn't have got... If he wasn't that honest and forthright person and he dealt with it in a way that perhaps maybe some of my ex-partners have, they'd cheat.
Yeah.
Or they'd lie. Or they'd become disinterested. Or they'd treat you badly until you break up.
Broke up with them,
Yeah. So I feel like...
He's done me a favour, really.
Yeah, babe's like...
Which is quite nice.
Listen, you're able to say we're friends, it's amicable. Like, that itself is a fucking achievement, mate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get back with him, but like...
Oh, no, God, I'm not just there for a single second. You clearly need something different, a different energy in your life.
Yeah.
But it was nice that he did what he did.
Yeah, I know.
You are now ready to, like, move on. Are you thinking, like, you are just being you and having some, like a hot guy summer? Or are you ready to settle down again?
I definitely don't want to settle down just yet because I've just got my single pants back on and I don't want to take them off.
I was going to say, rather, have you got them off?
So. Well, they've... I forgot to pull them back up. But I feel like this summer, I want to be single. Like you said, I've got loads of prides coming up. And I've just got a lot going on at the minute where I don't think I'm in the right space to get myself back in a relationship again. However, if the right person does come along, I'm not going to say no.
Of course. You're open to anything, babe.
Yeah.
Nah, that's the best way to be. Well, mate, I could chat to you for ages. Part one is done. Would you please come back with me in part two for a chat? All things Geordie Show, other reality TV shows, and anything else that pops up?
Yeah, of course.
Love ya.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.